4 e all'Italia volo 7506 per Otopeni, i passeggeri Monteano, Gregorietti e Roro sono attesi all'uscita C1 per imbarco immediato.
Ma è lenta.
Oh, yes. I remember that girl. Pretty face, skinny legs.
She came on Tirana flight last year. Her parents wanted her to marry some old guy. She was so happy when I said, I bring her here. I met her at the airport and we drive to Alban's place. Alban is in Italy for 10 years. He speaks Italian better than Albanian. We have good import business in flowers. 2 girls every month, 6,000 euros each, more if they're hot. That's a lot. What? It's a win-win. They get to leave and we get to make money. What else I do? This face is not made for farming, okay? The canon says the value of man's life is same if he's handsome or if he's ugly. I don't think the ladies would agree. The girls, they like me, and I like them. Marriage? No need. We Albanians have special view on marriage. It is not important to be registered as married. The important thing is that you live together. Alban is waiting for us outside their apartment. He tell me to take her to top floor. He say in Italian, another stupid farm girl. At least this one's pretty. We're both laughing. My Linda looked like she ran, so I grab her arm and take her upstairs. That flat smelled bad. Empty bottles and cigarettes on the floor, dirty magazines and a bed. I tell her, you are my wife now, and you do what I say. This is your life, and this is what you have to do. You don't have to be scared. You have to be cooperative and make things easy. More easy for you, more easy for us. It's good for everyone. It's nothing you haven't done before with me. Come on. It's just you have to do it as business. It's just a profession. You have to do it and see it as something normal. So Alban will find you customers and you have to do the job. And then we get the money. Huh? If you don't, if you try to escape, then he will find you. And you know what's going to happen to you and maybe your family. Then I take her passport and phone, lock the door and go and get my money from Alban. When I got back, she is lying on the bed crying. I tell her it is normal thing for men to do with women. But she was rejecting this. And saying no, so I had to hit her. Not hard. But she is falling down and then she starts crying again. I hear Alban coming, so I take my belt and do necessary. She's crying again, so I give her the dress I buy her and tell her to put it on so she look nice for Alban. And I leave things to him. He has many girls working there. He knows how to handle them. I'm just a delivery guy. He soon makes his 6,000 euros back. Those flats are full of girls. 50 euros a time. The girls at the camper vans only make 30. Alban is doing all right. He's big boss, always doing deals. He sold my Linda to some guy in London a few months ago. Shipped her there in a lorry with furniture. But normally Albania is a very safe place to visit. I mean, not to live forever. We are not in EU yet. But we will be soon, inshallah. Albanians are very friendly and good hosts. But I can suggest, don't take too much money with yourself. And don't go especially in the north part of the country. Because there people are poor. And this thing sometimes forces people to do illegal things.